My name is Sashri Gandakota, and today I will be speaking about the effect of anger on various relationships. Anger is an emotion that we express when we have nothing else to do. It's when we're mad or we're frustrated with someone. It's something we do when we have nothing else to express. It's a way for us to basically let our emotions run free for a certain period of time, and we don't control it. It's not something we can predict. Expressing anger in itself is not a bad thing if you're alone, because you really can't do much unless you're just doing it to yourself. But when you combine it with other people, when there's other people around you and you express this anger, things slowly start to take a turn for the worse. You start to break relationships, or you hurt people's feelings, or other things may happen. When you are truly angry, very little thing is in your control. When you're angry, everything becomes a little bit hazier, everything's a little more confused, and the only thing that's on your mind is how to express your anger. It's not really anything, you don't think about anything else, right? And before you know it, something has happened that you immediately regret, but you can't take it back, because in your anger, it's still you that's talking, but you didn't mean to say it, but you said it anyway. I'm speaking these words in confidence because I've witnessed this happen. I've witnessed relationships being broken, and it's happened to me before, where you say something, but you don't really mean it. But since you're so angry and everything is so confusing, you say it, and it's already out of your mouth, and you can't take it back. It makes people do things that they normally wouldn't consider, or it's not ethical, or whatever. Let me tell you one such example. Once my dad and I were arguing for whatever reason, and all of a sudden I could feel the anger boiling inside me, right? It was just white hot rage, and I was mad at my dad. I wanted to yell, and I yelled. And my father tried to stop me from yelling, and in the process what happened was he accidentally pushed me a little bit, and I fell backwards. And what happened when I fell backwards was I walked into a wall, and my heel went through the wall. So there was a hole in the wall, and this all happened because I just wanted to yell a little bit because I was mad at my dad. Right, and the thing is, I could have controlled this, I could have not yelled, and we could have talked it out, but I was so angry that I didn't know what I was doing, and I just yelled at my dad. He accidentally pushed me, I made an emotional scar, and I left a physical scar on my wall. Now, even to this day, there's still a hole on my wall that reminds me not to get mad. The thing that happened was, when I got angry, I didn't know what was happening. Like, I could see and hear everything, but I couldn't control my output. I was mad, and it was all confusing. It was just like, I just wanted to express my opinion. I wanted to be right, and my dad wouldn't let me do that, so I got mad at him and I yelled. It's exactly like Lawrence J. Peter once said, "Speak when you are angry, and you'll make the best speech you're ever going to regret." Think of the concept of anger like a little child. A child is very needy, moody, and when it comes down to it and something happens and the child doesn't like it, very little can calm that child down. He's going to get his way some way or another. As is the case with anger, you need to do something to be angry at. You need someone to be angry at, right? There's always has to be a reason. And it's an extremely volatile expression. It's a really dangerous emotion, anger. And when it comes down to it, just like a little child, very little is truly effective of turning down, like turning off anger. It's really hard to take a very angry person and calm them down and try to get rational sense into them. When you're angry, logical thought kind of escapes your mind, and very irrational thoughts start to come in, and you start to do things you might regret. This is why the words of James Dyer are so profound. He said, "It is impossible for you to be angry and laugh at the same time. Anger and laughter are mutually exclusive, and you have the power to choose either." It's always in your best interest to choose laughter, because if you choose anger, there's going to be a lot of bad things happening. It's not very good. Anger has many superpowers, unfortunately, and one of those powers is to instantaneously break and tear relationships. Thankfully for me, my dad forgave me for the hole in the wall, even though he never fixed it, whatever. And for others, however, when you let anger take over, and when you let anger control the situation, you're devoid of any power. You don't get to choose what happens. Things just take a turn for the worse, and things go however they want to. And all of a sudden, before you know it, people are yelling at each other, and they suddenly hate each other. This is the case with many different things. You know, don't let anger control your life. Don't let anger dictate how successful your relationships can be. And most importantly, always remember that it should not be anger controlling the situation, but you controlling your anger, which in turn controls the situation. Thank you for listening. It was an honor that I got the chance to speak today. Happy New Year.